Anything Goes with Lise Avery is brought to you in part by CityVox New York, the voice of the city. Hey there. Welcome into a mix of jazz, standards, and classic pop that's not the same old thing. It's radio for your head and your heart. I'm Lise Avery, and this is Anything Goes.
In olden days, a glimpse of stocking was looked on as something shocking. Now heaven knows, anything goes. Good authors, too, who once knew better words, now only use for leather words, writing prose. Anything goes. Today, and good's bad today, and black's white today, and day's night today, when most guys today that woman prize today are just silly gigolos. So though I'm not a great romancer, I know that you're bound to answer when I propose that today, and good's bad today, and black's white today, and day's night today, when most guys today that woman prize today are just silly gigolos. So though I'm not a great romancer, I know that you're bound to answer when I propose. Anything goes.
I was a highwayman, along the coach roads I did ride, with a sword and pistol by my side. Many a young maid lost her baubles to my trade. Many a soldier left his lifeblood on my blade. The bastards hung me in the spring of 25, but I am still alive. I was a sailor, I was born upon a tide, and with the sea I did abide. I sailed a schooner round the horn, Mexico. I went aloft to furl the mainsail in a blow. And when the yards broke off, they say that I got killed. But I am living still. Perhaps I always will, I don't know. I was a dam builder across the river deep and wide, where steel and water did collide. A place called Boulder on the Wild Colorado. I slipped and fell to the wet concrete below. They buried me in that great tomb that knows no sound, but I am still around. Seems like it all goes round and round, round and round and round. Yes, it does. Oh, and here we go. I'll fly a starship across the universe divide. And when I reach the other side, I'll find a place to rest my spirit if I can. Perhaps I may become a highwayman again, or I may simply be a single drop of rain, but something will remain, and I'll be back again. I'll be back again. Yes, I will. I'll be back again. Yes, we will. Oh, and here we go. But we'll all be back again. I am a lineman for the county, and I drive the main roads, searching in the sun for another overload. I hear you singing in the wire, I can hear you through the wine, and the Wichita lineman is still on the line. I know I need a small vacation, but it don't look like a rain. If it snows, that stretch down south won't ever stand the strain, and I need you more than I want you. And I want you for all time, and the Wichita lineman is still on the lineman is still on the line.
From his 10 Easy Pieces album, that was none other than the songwriter himself, Mr. Jimmy Webb, and one he wrote in 1968 that became a huge hit for Glen Campbell, called Wichita Lineman. And from that same album, we also heard Highwayman. And at the top, we had Mr. Tony Bennett, along with Count Basie and his orchestra, and our theme song, Cole Porter's Anything Goes. And if you've just discovered Anything Goes here on your radio, or if you're a longtime listener, well, you've stopped in at exactly the right time, because today and for the next several programs, we're going to be hanging out with Jimmy Webb. I had the privilege of spending some time with Jimmy and had a fabulous time listening to his great stories about his long and illustrious career in music. And we'll be learning lots about the biography of Jimmy Webb and hearing lots of great music, so I hope you can stick around. Now, the song we just heard, Wichita Lineman, was recorded by Glen Campbell in 1968 and appeared on Glen's Wichita Lineman album. That recording reached number 3 on the U.S. pop chart and remained in the top 100 for 15 weeks. So, over the next several editions of Anything Goes, we'll be enjoying tracks of Jimmy Webb compositions performed by Jimmy and by other artists, too, and getting to know Jimmy a little bit. And coming up in the next set, we'll be hearing part one of my 3-part interview with Jimmy. I'm Lise Avery, bringing you a varied and eclectic mix of standards, jazz, classic pop, and a little bit of just about anything else that I call Anything Goes. And right now, well, just to blow your mind, here's Sergio Mendes and Brazil 66 with their version of Wichita Lineman.
He is a lineman for the county, and he drives the main road, searching in the sand for another overload. I hear you singing in the wires, I can hear you through the wine, and the Wichita stretch down south will never stand the strain, and I need you more than want you, and I want you for all time, and the Wichita
Sergio Mendes and Brazil 66, and a recording from, well, 1969 of Jimmy Webb's Wichita Lineman. And yes, in case you're wondering, we will get a chance to play Glenn Campbell's version at some point during our tribute to Jimmy Webb. I'm Lise Avery, and whether you're tuned into Anything Goes at home, or if you're in your car, or if you're working on the line, I'm sure glad that, you're hanging out with me. I thank you so much for choosing Anything Goes and this station on your radio or on the web, wherever and however you're listening. We're awfully glad to have you with us. Right now, we've got to take a quick break here on Anything Goes, but when we get back, we're going to be getting to know the delightful Jimmy Webb, and I can tell you from personal experience that time spent getting to know Jimmy is time well spent. And it's all just on the other side of the break. Lois needs more chickens. And plenty of chicken feed. Lois is 54 and she lives in a small village in Kenya. She supports her 5 children by selling milk and eggs. And now Lois needs more chickens, so she's asked for a $900 loan that she's going to pay back, but not from a bank, from you. We already know that teaching a person to fish instead of giving them a fish is how to help families lift themselves out of poverty. You can give an interest-free loan to people like Lois through Kiva. K-I-V-A, Kiva.org. Kiva.org gives us the chance to help one-on-one for as little as $25. You can make a loan that makes a difference. $25. Let's face it, whether or not we're talking about Lois, we're talking chicken feed. This caring message brought to you by AnythingGoesRadio.com and this station. Well, hey there, my friends. You're tuned in to Anything Goes. I'm Lise Avery, playing whole bunches of jazz, standards, and classic pop, and mixing the music up in a way that I know you can't find too many places on your radio these days. And I'm hoping the music is doing it for you, because we do put it together with you in mind. And since I think of all Anything Goes listeners as a community, I sure hope that if you spend some time on Facebook, you'll take a moment to like Anything Goes Radio and visit me on my personal Lise Avery page, too. Or next time you visit the AnythingGoesRadio.com website, sign up for my newsletter so I can drop you a line now and again. Meanwhile, I promised you an interview with Jimmy Webb, and we're going to hear from the man himself in just a moment. But first, let me tell you that the critically acclaimed composer Jimmy Webb has enjoyed more than 40 years of success. He's the only artist to ever receive Grammy Awards for music, lyrics, and orchestration. And according to BMI, his By the Time I Get to Phoenix has been the 3rd most performed song in the last 50 years, with Up, Up, and Away on the same list in the top 30. Other classics he's best known for include Wichita Lineman, Galveston, MacArthur Park, and a whole lot more. I do promise we'll try to get to your favorites over the course of these programs, but, well, I can't promise, because Jimmy's been so prolific in his life and so many great artists have recorded his materials. But I'll do my best. And without further ado, ladies and gentlemen, here's Jimmy talking about his childhood. Was there lots of music in your house when you were growing up? Where'd the music come from?
My dad came back from the Second World War. He spent 34 months in a combat zone as a U.S. Marine. He's a pretty tough character, but he came home with a very battered and scratched up Sears Silvertone guitar and a whole battery. If you'll let me make a little joke.
Hey, baby, go for it.
A whole battery of World War II songs like Harbor Lights and, I was singing before the show started. I was singing Little Red Wagon. I was singing I'll Be Seeing You, all these songs that the soldiers used to, you know, get into out on the front lines. I'll Be Home for Christmas, we talked about before the show, was a big one.
Uh-huh.
Because all the boys were always saying, I hope this will be over by Christmas, you know, because everybody wanted to be home.
When you say he brought the songs home, in what form? Did he play them?
He just sat around, played them. We all sang together. Now, this is really hard to believe, but I'm going to strain credulity. And tell you that I was raised in a non-television environment until I was about 10 or 11.
How extraordinary.
I can remember the first time I saw a television set. Now, my kids say, Dad, you're full of it. They just absolutely don't believe that there's any truth to that. But I distinctly remember the first time I saw a television set. And then I tell them that I remember when there was no color TV. And they say, oh, come on, Dad. Tell us the one about walking 5 miles through the snow to get to school, you know. They don't believe me. They don't believe that I remember seeing. But I remember seeing Bonanza, which was the only color show on NBC and all of television. What I'm trying to get to is that for the first few years of my life, we created our own entertainment. So after dinner, the guitar would come out. Mom played the accordion. She had a Hohner accordion, and she wasn't very tall. So once she got behind the accordion, she was sort of looking over the top like this, you know. That's my earliest memory, is my mother trying to see over her accordion. And we made little songs, and we made specials for church. We sang parts. There were, you know, it was a pretty large family, five of us children. And we could improvise 3- and 4-part harmonies from a standing start on any kind of a song you wanted to sing.
So, Neil, you've had success as a composer, arranger, producer, and performer, and Bruce Etter of AllMusic Guide compared you to Hoagy Carmichael. How do you feel about that?
Oh, well, I the only thing is Hoagy Carmichael was a pretty fair actor and, you know, actually has some screen time, which, you know, I never have been able to do. I'm camera shy, so, I mean, I really get creepy crawlies when somebody points a camera at me. Maybe it's my Cherokee heritage, you know. But Hoagy Carmichael, as an icon and as something to aspire to as a songwriter, I couldn't shoot much higher. And in fact, I love his singing and his piano playing. And yeah, he was just an all-around Hollywood. You know, he was a triple threat guy. He could do anything, Hoagy, including he could act pretty good.
And you're tuned into Anything Goes here on this terrific station. I'm Lise Avery, and we're talking to songwriter Jimmy Webb. And we'll have some more from Jimmy for you in a moment, but I think a little musical interlude right here is called for. And as we mentioned earlier, many artists have had great success with Jimmy Webb tunes, including Art Garfunkel's mega hit All I Know, and we'll be getting to that one as we move through this series. But this one from Artie's Angel Clare album may be less known, but it's awfully nice too. And if you listen closely to the lyric, it's not hard to imagine Jimmy saying this to one of his kids one night.
Close your eyes, my pretty child. Though the night is dark and the wind is wild, I will stand beside your tonight. There is nothing you need fear or dread. You can sleep now, go to sleep. The rain falls and the windows weep. I'm standing by to sing a lullaby. Close your eyes, my sister fair. Though the snow is falling and the trees are bare, and I will hold you by the hand. Tonight there is nothing you need try to understand. You can sleep now, go to sleep. The daytime's dying and the nighttime's so deep. I'm staying. sing a lullaby. Close your eyes, my mother wise. When the waves are angry and the north train cries, I stop those ghosts outside your door. Mama, don't worry about those ghosts no more. You can sleep now. Go to sleep. Tomorrow comes, but it will keep. I'm standing by to sing a lullaby.
From his 1973 album Angel Clare, that was Art Garfunkel and Jimmy Webb's Another Lullaby. And maybe you knew that Jimmy Webb was part Cherokee, but that was news to me. Tell me about your Cherokee heritage.
I have a great-great-great-grandmother who was full-blood Cherokee.
Oh, okay.
On my father's side.
And you relate to that emotionally?
Very definitely. Mm-hmm. And I was born in Elk City, Oklahoma on Route 66. And almost anyone who was really born in Oklahoma, in my age group anyway, probably has a little Indian, because it was where all the Indians were placed when they sort of parceled out the land. And,
okay.
And when finally they didn't know what to do with the Indians anymore, they sent them to the territory. And the very last piece of land which they took away from the Indians and gave to the whites was the Cherokee Strip, which is the panhandle, that little bit that sticks out. And that's where I kind of spent my life, in the western part of Oklahoma and West Texas, where my father went to seminary and studied the Bible.
But you left there fairly young, right?
I left before I graduated high school. I was about, I think, 15, almost 16. That was the summer of my 16th birthday.
Wow.
And it was the Beach Boys summer of California. Every window in the neighborhood was spouting effusive amounts of Beach Boy music, harmonies floating across the lawns and the sounds of the sprinklers. And it was intoxicating to this, you know, kid who had really grown up in a desert. I don't know whether you have any romantic ideas about West Texas and all that Buddy Holly stuff, but it's a desert. And, you know, I can remember black tarantulas as big as my hand running across the white chalk roads of West Texas. And it doesn't sound like you're talking about America, does it? But it's a very wild and woolly, well, they used to call it the Badlands, you know.
Jimmy Webb telling us about his Cherokee heritage and growing up in the desert of the American West. And if you've just joined us, well, first of all, welcome. And thanks so much for tuning in. I'm Lise Avery, and the name of this mix of jazz, standards, classic pop, and interviews is Anything Goes. Today, and for the next couple of programs here on Anything Goes, we're featuring my interview with renowned songwriter Jimmy Webb. In our next program, we'll hear from Jimmy about his songwriting process, and we'll learn the whole scoop about MacArthur Park and how Richard Harris ended up singing it. And I hope you can stick around today, because we've got a whole lot more great stuff coming at you. And I hope you're enjoying our music choices, because we're here to share some of our favorite music and other tidbits to entertain you and put some distance between you and whatever's on your mind. We thank this station for the opportunity to be on your radio, and we thank you for listening. I'm Lise Avery. We've come up to a break right now. On the other side, we'll be hearing from, Ella Fitzgerald, hanging out with guitarist Joe Pass, And I've got something fun for you from Groucho Marx, and we'll get to all that and more in just a minute or two, so don't go far. This is Lise Avery with more simple ways you can change the earth. Depending upon the age of your home, you may be losing heat or coolness through your ceilings and walls. Many older homes, like mine, were built when energy consciousness wasn't a priority. By sealing leaks, improving insulation, and maintaining heating and cooling equipment, you could save up to 35% of your energy bill. Sealing cracks reduces costs and creates a healthier indoor environment. By controlling the airflow in and out, you maximize your heating and cooling dollars and minimize moisture and mold. Doors and windows are the most obvious culprits, but don't forget to check places where different materials meet, like brick against wood siding or where walls meet the foundation. You'd be amazed what you can accomplish in a weekend with some weather stripping and a tube of caulk. Up in the attic, check the pipes, ductwork, and chimney for leaking air. And don't forget to check under your feet. Sometimes floors can use some insulation, too. Small changes can reap big rewards for our environment. To underwrite a green commercial with a conscience message like this one, contact us at Anything Goes Syndicated Radio. Welcome back into Anything Goes. I'm Lise Avery. Thanks so much for keeping me company today. Whatever kind of a day you're having, I'm glad that Anything Goes can be a part of it. And here's one that Ella Fitzgerald and Joe Pass borrowed from Johnny Mercer and Henry Mancini.
The days of wine and roses, laugh and run away, lie a child at play through the meadowland toward a closing door, a door marked nevermore that wasn't there before. The lonely night disclosed just a passing breeze filled with memories of the golden smile that introduced me to the days of wine and roses and you. The days of the wine and roses, laugh and run away like a child at play through the meadowland toward a closing door, a door marked nevermore that wasn't there before. The lonely night discloses just a passing breeze filled with memories of the golden smile that introduced me to the days of wine and roses. There was a day of wine and roses, the day of wine and roses and you, wine and roses and you, days of wine and roses and you.
Hi, this is Sir James Galway, and you're tuned into Anything Goes with Lise Avery on this terrific radio station.
You had plenty money, 1922. You let other people make a fool of you. Why don't you do right? like some other men do. Get out of here and get me some money too. You're sitting down wondering what it's all about. If you ain't got no money, they will put you out. Why don't you do right like some other men do? Get out of here and get me some money too. You had prepared 20 years ago, you wouldn't be wandering now from door to door. Why don't you do right like some other men do? Get out of here and get me some money too.
Classic Easy Living album recorded in 1986. Miss Ella Fitzgerald on the vocals singing quite simply with the solo guitar of Joe Pass. And we heard two tracks from that album, Why Don't You Do Right, which most of us associate with Peggy Lee, and a really nice track of The Days of Wine and Roses, which was an Academy Award-winning collaborative effort of Henry Mancini and Johnny Mercer for the film of the same name that starred Jack Lemmon and Lee Remick. And not for nothing, Johnny Mercer knew a thing or two about having regrets the morning after a night of too many drinks. I'm Lise Avery, thanking you for joining me to spend an hour letting the wind blow us wherever it may. I hope that things are going well for you, and right now, we're just about to embark upon the rowdy portion of the program that I call the Jump Bogey Set, and on the other side, you can look forward to some great stuff from Jimmy Lunsford, and while we're doing our imbibing virtually, we'll bring Nora Jones in with the Little Willies to get drunk, and we'll get to all of that in just a few, but first, ladies and gents, I'm wondering if any of y'all know any available ladies, because Bob Hope and Groucho Marx are looking for dates.
Hey, Hope, what is it, Groucho?
How many times have you been on this Big Mouth show?
Well, I'm a three-time loser. How about you?
I'm a three-time loser, too.
Once more and you get life.
I could use a little. What do you think of the dames they always have on this show?
As a rule, I'm not too particular, but this is ridiculous.
When a guy's on a show, he likes to get dated with one of the girls.
Well, you can't say these girls aren't dated.
Well, enough feeding you straight lines. What am I going to do about getting a girl to go out with me after the show?
Well, I don't know why you should have any trouble. You're attractive, intelligent, generous, witty, desirable.
What are you doing after the show?
I'm going to be busy looking for the writer who gave you that joke.
Bob, you wouldn't dig him up just for that, would you?
Say, Groucho, what do you admire most in a girl?
Well, second.
fellas. What's going on here?
Keep moving, Van. We're busy.
This is man's talk, beta.
We're talking about finding us some girls.
Well, what's the matter with them over there? Aren't they girls?
If you have to ask, they're not.
Are you finished with me, fellas?
Yes.
Did I read that straight line all right?
Yes.
Bye now.
Bye now. Hey, Duck. Duck, here comes Joan Davis.
She does look like a duck, doesn't she?
Hiya, fellas. Good to see you.
Put me down, you fool.
Well, which one of you fellas is going to break down and take me to dinner after the show?
Well, Groucho is more broken down than I am. He'll take me.
Want Grouch?
No, she's all yours.
Now, don't fight over me, fellas.
I was waiting for the laugh.
Don't fight over me, fellas. It's enough here for both of you. Besides, if that's the way you're going to act, I'm going to show you what I always do. I'll just go cha-doing after the show.
Cha-doing after the show? Well, what's cha-doing after the show?
Nothing, and that's a date. Yeah.
Trapped and by a corny joke.
Now, you just wait here. I'll go put on a new face and no cracks.
That's what she needs, a face with no cracks.
A group of residents in a nursing home work together to write a heartwarming song. Soon, they rehearse a spirited performance, make a music video, and create positive feelings and pride for themselves, their peers, and the nursing home staff. In that process, the residents become not simply patients whose lives are defined by their medical needs, but active members of a community of growth, contribution, sharing, and feelings of self-worth. At HVCATS.org, we know music can provide healing in some very special ways. Our licensed and certified therapists provide creative arts therapy services at our Hudson Valley studio, as well as outreach programs in schools, facilities, and homes, and we watch miracles happen every day. Please visit our website at hvcats.org to learn about bringing creative arts therapies to your home or facility, or give us a call at 845-514-8669. Coming up next here on Anything Goes is our Greater Minds Moment. Whenever we have a few minutes, we're going to share with you some thoughts and statements from great minds. If you have a great mind to suggest, please feel free to email me at info@anythinggoesradio.com. Today's greater mind is Socrates.
False words are not only evil in themselves, but they infect the soul with evil. From the deepest desires often come the deadliest hate. He is a man of courage who does not run away, but remains at his post and fights against the enemy. He is richest who is content with the least, for content is the wealth of nature. I am the wisest man alive, for I know one thing, and that is that I know nothing. I decided that it was not wisdom that enabled poets to write their poetry, but a kind of instinct or inspiration, such as you find in seers and prophets who deliver all their sublime messages without knowing in the least what they mean.
All righty, my friends, welcome back into Anything Goes. And as we've become known for here on Anything Goes, we're going to spend the last part of the program kicking up our heels with our jump boogie set. And we're going to begin with Jimmy Lunsford and his orchestra and an appropriate announcement. It's time to jump and shout.
Thank you. Hi, this is Russ Kassoff. What do Frank Sinatra, Liza Minnelli, Dean Martin, Sammy Davis, Perry Como, Tony Bennett, Chris Connor, Mimi Hines all have in common? Me at the piano. I had the privilege of playing for all of them. And you can hear all of them on Anything Goes with Lise Avery.
What I'm gonna do. Started to spend my money calling everybody honey and wind up singing the blues. Spend my whole paycheck on some old wreck, but I can name you a few. Well, I gotta get drunk. I sure do dread it, cause I know just what I'm gonna do. I gotta get drunk. I can't stay sober. There's a lot of good people in town. Start to see me holler, see me spend my dollar, and I wouldn't think you let me down. There's a lot of doctors that tell me that I better stop putting it down. Well, there's more drunks than there are good doctors, so I guess I better have another round.
Jones and the Little Willies with Big Willie's song, I Gotta Get Drunk. That would be Willie Nelson. And come to think of it, I don't know if Nora's Little Willie's venture is in fact named after her friend Willie Nelson. I'm going to have to see if I can find that out. And from Jimmy Lunsford and his orchestra, we heard It's Time to Jump and Shout. That one recorded in 1940 and released on the OK label. I'm Lise Avery, and you're tuned into a rollicking musical frolic that I call Anything Goes, and I thank you very much for coming along for the ride. If you're a new listener, well, welcome on into Anything Goes. Each week, we put together a mix of jazz, standards, and classic pop, and we always finish up with a romp in the fast lane that we call the Jump Boogie Set, and that's what we're up to right now. And we'll be right back after these quick words with more Anything Goes and another wonderful track from Jimmy Lunsford, so please stay close by. Walking into the playroom of the women's shelter felt like walking into a playroom in a war zone, with anxious, angry children fighting over seats and calling each other names. African drummers Lara and Yael set up their drums and began playing. They handed out shakers and sang and danced. Soon the children, too, were singing, dancing, smiling, visibly healing. To learn more about the programs of Music for All Seasons, visit them on the web at musicforallseasons.org. Music for All Seasons, professional performances for hope and healing. All right, my friends, getting right on back to the music here on Anything Goes. And if you love to swing, then you gotta know the music of Jimmy Lunsford. And if you don't know the music of Jimmy Lunsford, well, we gotta do something about that. Thank you.
lonesome road before you travel on. Oh, mama, look up, and seek your maker before old Gable blows his horn. I'm weary, toting such a load, tread Jean down that lonesome road. Look down, that lonesome road before you travel on.
Jimmy Lunsford and his orchestra and The Lonesome Road, and that was Trummy Young on the vocals. And just before that, Jimmy Lunsford brought us some white heat. And it's time for me to thank you for joining us for Anything Goes, but as always, our time has been fleeting, and we need to head down the lonesome road and make room for the next program on this great radio station. But please, meet me right back here for more of my interview with Jimmy Webb and more of these hijinks. And if you'd like to know where More Anything Goes can be found between now and then, and to enter to win yourself some great stuff, log on to anythinggoesradio.com and don't forget to sign up for my newsletter while you're there. Anything Goes is written and produced by me, Lise Avery. This program is recorded and produced at CityVox NY in New York City. Phil Lee is the executive director of production. Until we meet next, be kind to yourselves, each other, and the Earth. I'm Lise Avery. It's been a pleasure and a privilege. Tony, come on in and take us on out.
In olden days, a glimpse of stocking was looked on as something shocking. Now heaven knows, anything goes. Good authors, too, who once knew better words, now only use for leather words, writing prose. Anything goes. The world has gone mad today, and good's bad today, and black's white today, and day's night today, when most